sets, and I said to Coach Jaluk, I said, you know, I've got 1,500 yards watching him on film. I don't need to see him anymore today. You know, let him sit down, and I think we needed to answer some other questions today. And I thought some of the other running backs stepped in there, and I thought really did a nice job without having a lot of experience. But I thought the running backs ran hard. I thought they ran physical. I thought the offensive line did a pretty good job with blocking up front and creating some holes for him. But overall, today was a great evaluation day for where we are kind of as a football team. And it's a great individual day. I mean, a great day to make some individual decisions, because we got a lot of plays today. We got 85 plays in the first half. I believe we got 47 in the second half. We got a lot of great gradable films today, plays today, in order for us to evaluate. So I thought overall it was a really productive day, coming out of it relatively healthy, and I like the attitude and the way they work. There was some good hitting going on out here today, but you know, as soon as you watch a touchdown throw and pass, you go, yes. I mean, it's nice to see us execute it. And then you have to turn around and look at it and say, that's our corner. You know, that's our secondary. So it's hard to really get an evaluation with where you are, but I thought it was great to get this many plays in today healthy.
What's the big thing?
Do you think that Scotty Young kind of solidified your decision to put a big number one coming into this game?
I thought Scotty did a nice job. He did a good job of protecting the ball today. He did a nice job with the two-minute drive right before the halftime, taking the team down the field, putting them in the end zone. I thought he did some really good things today. Probably the negative to the day for me were the four turnovers by Ryan. I believe it was four. Three or four turnovers. Was it four?
Yeah.
I mean, three or four turnovers today. That those are the things that will take you out of that running in a hurry. But I thought Scotty really did a nice job of running the offense. He was playing with more confidence, especially for somebody that has played as little as he has to this point.
What's the biggest need to improve on? What's the one area, hey, we got to do a better job there?
You know, probably without watching the film, it's going to be hard to tell just what the one need is, because I think we've got more than one need right now. I think when I look at it, I think we've got to get better at the linebacker position. Our secondary did not play as well today as they had in the last couple scrimmages. I don't think we tackled as well as we needed to on defense. But, you know, at the same point, I didn't play IK a whole lot today. I didn't play Justin Ellis a whole lot today. There were a lot of guys that I didn't need to see play a bunch of plays. So I think defensively I need to see us tackle better, play a little bit better in the secondary than we did today. We need to keep coming at linebacker. On the offensive side of the ball, I just think we need to continue to become more productive at the wide receiver position. They did some good things today, broke some tackles, made some long plays, made some catches. But I think that's an area that we need to continue to improve through the course of the summer.
Coach, how were explosion plays today? You mentioned that
yes.
You know, didn't have many of those early on. Were you
pleased somewhat in that
role? Well, yeah, pleased that we were able to execute it. I think it. Anytime you go through spring or you go against yourself, it seems like the defense got the best of the offense last week, and they come back this week, and then the offense battles back and gets the better of the defense. If we went again next week, it might be a completely different story, and the defense would come back. So it was nice to see them be able to make some reads and make some throws and execute and break some tackles and create some holes. So, yeah, it's always nice to see productivity as an offense.
Evaluate how you think the running game is.
I thought it's probably it's as good as it's looked all spring. I thought Kenneth Dixon, like I said, only carried the ball a couple times today, but I thought that Seats, Blake Martin, Courtney, some of those guys went in there and really did a nice job of running the ball. And I think Matt Moore's really done a nice job with this offensive line, and they started creating some holes. But I'll tell you what, when you take Justin Ellis and IK out of the defensive front, it makes a difference.
Two or three guys, Skip, who you think stepped up and could even, you know, really be more of a factor later during the fall.
I thought Scotty stepped up today. I mean, for the way that he played last week at quarterback, I think Scotty really stepped up, and I thought Seats really ran physical today. I thought he really ran hard. He ran physical. When there wasn't something there, he put his shoulder down. He ran north and south. I thought he really showed up. I'm going to have to watch, you know, more of the film on the individuals, but just coming off the field, first glance, that's what I see.
Okay. You look at Paul Turner, four catches, 62 yards, two touchdowns. He really did that, made those plays on the perimeter that you've been looking for. What does he mean for this team to get that waiver this offseason?
Well, I'd like to see it. I know he's not coming home just to play football. I mean, you know, when you look at why he left LSU and he wanted to come closer to home, and he has some family things there. I would certainly like to see it happen for the young man and for our football team. He's a very talented young man. He's had a great attitude, and he's come in and he's worked really hard.
What was it like just to have your dad here today?
It's nice to have him here. And as I said to him, I said, you know, do you want to talk to the media? Which he's not one normally to shy away from the media, but he said, you know what, I'm here as a parent today. I'm here as a dad. I want to come and I want to watch the scrimmage and just kind of have the opportunity to see a little bit of Louisiana Tech. So it was neat to have him here. I think it's great to have, for him to evaluate this football team and be able to kind of give it the view from 20,000 feet, you know what I mean, kind of the overall view, and I'm interested to get some of his feedback from the day-to-day.
All of the touchdowns were...
Your son's here as well. Talk about that, having them here.
Yeah, both sons, my daughter, the whole family's here. Dad being here, I mean, so it's great to have both of my sons. Trey came up from Austin, and my other two children came up, my wife from Florida, so it's great to have everybody here. It's been a hard adjustment being here pretty much since December 15th and not being able to be around your family. You know, it kind of makes it hard, but they're going to be moving up here soon, but it's great to have the family back together, and we got a chance to spend some quality time last night and hopefully again tonight before they all have to go back to go to school.
What's the next step for you in terms of looking at film and seeing, evaluating what happened?
Grading this film this week, having individual player meetings with the players. I'll have a team meeting on Tuesday to wrap up spring ball. The staff is ready to get on the road. They get on the road. We're in-house this week, and then we're out on the road for about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, starting after next week. So we'll go right into junior recruiting at this point, and then come off the road at the end of May, and then get ready for summer camps, and then at that point start getting ready for fall ball. So not a lot of downtime right now.
You said that no position could be won coming out of the spring, so going into the fall, are you still going to commit to certain people at starting positions going into the fall?
I will. I've said before that I think those starting jobs are earned in the spring. But I also think you're giving the underclassmen an opportunity to play by not solidifying some positions, because it's about a level of play. You don't inherit a position. You don't step in because the guy in front of you graduated. You got to play to a certain level or that position's still going to be open. And that's why we got to watch the film and really make some individual grades and start to announce a depth chart, you know, with where we are right now. But I think some guys stepped up and did some really good things, and some guys, we've got to get better before the fall. Long way to go. I'm glad we have 4 months before we have to play at NC State.
Last question.
Would you like another week? You were saying, I think, earlier in the week.
I'd like another 15 days. I would like to have another 15 days. As I told them, we've come a long way just from a standpoint of 15 days ago, putting in the offense and defense and walking out here for the first time, trying to set a standard, and I think we've come a long way, and these guys, a lot of them, have made a lot of strides.
All right, thank you. Guys, good day, nice right here for you.